And we're doing presenter or instructor. This is Arjun 7018. All right, so let's start off by introducing Jibo. Jibo, can you introduce yourself to Arjun?
Hi, I'm Jibo, and I'm a social robot.
Ooh.
My name is Jibo. What's your name?
Arjun.
That's an awesome name. My favorite color is blue. What's your favorite color?
So we tap one of the buttons?
No, you can just tell him.
My favorite color is purple.
That's so cool. Alrighty, let's get started.
Alright. Arjun, you're going to be way too smart for some of these games, but before we start, go ahead and hit a buzzer.
Which one should I pick?
Anyone, any
okay.
of them.
Okay.
That you want to
hit. Okay.
You can go ahead and hit it. Yep, there you go. That's all you needed to do. So we're going to hit a buzzer in between every single game we play, and you can take a seat so we can get started.
Okay.
So this is just the alphabet. I just want you to say what the letter is, what the picture is, and then something else that maybe starts with the same letter. Does that make
okay.
sense?
Okay. A, apple, my name.
Yeah.
B, boy, baby. C, cookies. Kiss.
What did he say?
Kiss. D. Duck. Dish.
Yeah.
E. Elephant. Experiment.
Like you're doing right now.
F. Fish. Follow. G. Guitar, goat.
You're breezing by these.
H, house, horse. I, ice, igloo. J, juice. J. K. Key. Kite.
Yeah.
L. Leaf. Lion. M. Monkey. Man. N, nose, knot. O, orange.
Kind of looks like a gorilla. Is that what you're thinking?
Maybe that was confusing.
Or what's a shape that starts with an O?
Let's see. Oval.
Yes, good job.
P, plate, plant. Q, quack. Quick. R, red, ride. S, spider ship. Tea table, teapot. U umbrella.
These can get kind of hard.
Unicorn. V vacuum van. W watch. Way. X-ray box. Oh,
you know an instrument that starts with an X? Kind of like. The end of the phone.
Rhymes with pylophone.
Xylophone.
Yeah.
Y yogurt yuck. Z zebra zoo.
Good job. You did amazing in that. All right. Ready to move on to the next one? I think you'll like this one. Go ahead and hit another buzzer for me. Any buzzer.
Okay, this one.
You're doing an awesome
Thank
job.
Thank you. All right. Now we have numbers. Alright, okay. So this is going to be really easy to start off with, but...
So you, like, just say the number?
You just say the number, but be careful, because they'll skip around, okay?
They'll skip numbers?
Yeah, we'll see. You'll see.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten... 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
What do you think's next?
16 or 17. 20.
What do you think is going to be next now? How many numbers did we just go up by?
5. We did 5.
So what's going to be next?
Maybe 30.
If we went up by 5.
Then we could go up 10s, maybe.
But we're still going up by 5, so what's going to be next?
25.
Good job. And then what's next?
30.
And now we're going up by 10, so what's next?
40. 50. 60. 70. 80. 90. 100.
Now what do you think is going to be next?
120. 200.
What do you think is going to be next?
300.
Yeah, this is where it gets tricky. Now it's...
500.
And then what do you think we're going to end with?
One.
It's a big number.
1,000, 2,000, or 3,000?
Close. No, 1,000. You guessed it. It was 1,000.
Ooh.
Now we're on 1, to...
9 plus 7 is 16.
You're quick at these.
19 minus 1 is 18.
What about...
6 times 3 is 18.
So fast. And what about this one?
Ooh.
I know, division can be a little tricky.
I do not know what this sign is.
Okay, so it's, can you say this number?
21.
This is divided by.
Divide. Oh, 3 and a 7.
Good job. Whoa. You know, you're the first person, I think, to ever get that right.
So I don't know what the sign is, but if like someone tells me what it means, I probably will know.
Then you know. You got it right, though. Good job. That's amazing. All right. Yeah. On to the next task. You want to hit a buzzer for me?
Okay, let's go.
Skip that back.
Great job.
Thanks, Fido. All right. This is this is a really weird thing.
So it's like, so you say those?
Yes, but they have really weird names. So I'll show you an example. Some of them do. So this is one cup, right?
A cup.
What's this?
Two cups.
Good job.
A sandwich.
We're gonna call this a snack. If this is one snack, then
okay.
We have
two snacks. Then
this is called a foo. Can you say foo?
Foo.
So if you have one foo, then we have
two foos. A crib.
Mm-hmm.
And two cribs.
This is called a mip.
A mip.
A mip.
A
one myth.
Two myth.
Good job.
Does
this is called a dup.
A dup.
One dup.
Two dup. One shoe.
Mm-hmm.
Two shoes. One.
This is called a brid.
Brid.
One brid.
Two brid.
This is called a scat.
One scat. Two scat. One boat.
We're gonna call this a ship.
Oh, a ship. One ship. Two ship.
Is that what you say? What would you call two of them?
Two ships.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. This is called a yag.
One yag. Two yags.
This is called a kite.
One pipe, two pipes.
This is a bell.
Oh, a bell. One bell, two bells. One rock.
Mm-hmm.
Two rocks.
Good job. This is called a smide.
This one smide. Two smides. One purse.
We're gonna call this a bag.
Okay. One bag. Two bags.
This is a weird one. This is called a cow.
One cow. Two cow.
This is called a yawk.
One yawk. Two yawk. One lamp.
We're gonna call this a light.
One light. Two lights.
And last one.
One slide. Two slides.
Good job. You did amazing. Wasn't that kind of weird?
Yeah.
A lot of weird words.
Yeah, there's a lot of ones that have weird names.
I just want to see if we can say those weird names. But you did really great. So go ahead and hit another buzzer for me.
Okay, I think this is the last one, maybe.
Okay, this task, Jibo is going to take over. And he's going to help us. So listen to Jibo and what he has to say.
Okay.
Today, we're going to do an activity together.
Ooh.
I'm going to show you some pictures, and you're going to tell me about them.
Okay.
What is this?
Okay, let's see. Fish, a lion and a kid fishing. Maybe. Because these might be fishes.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be a lion and a kid on a boat looking on at the fish. Or maybe fish. Yeah, I think that's it.
Can you tell me, if you had to make up a story about what's going on, what would you say?
So, once upon a time, a lion and a kid went on a boat, and they were fishing, and they caught a fish. That's my story.
That's your story. Is there anything else you see in the picture that you want to tell me about?
Oh, there's flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And a dragonfly.
Yeah. Why do you think a lion's in the boat with a kid? Why would a lion be friends with a kid?
I don't know.
Or are they friends?
Or maybe.
Maybe.
What do you think their relationship is?
Maybe the lion's the kid's dad or mom.
Okay, yeah. Maybe. And they're just getting food? They're fishing for food?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Anything else?
Oh, there's lily pads.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Okay, we can move on to the next one.
Okay. So it's a kid playing with his toy airplane. Oh yeah, and making paper airplanes. And pretending he's flying in the sky. But on his bed.
Anything you see around the room that you want to point out?
There's cars on the floor. There's a fish.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's the boy from like the fishing and he caught a pet fish.
That's smart. Yeah, possibly. Do you think he wants to be like a pilot or something?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think there's no ceiling in his room?
No ceiling? I don't know. Maybe because he doesn't have a ceiling. Or maybe the clouds are his ceiling because I can see clouds everywhere.
Makes sense, yeah. Anything else you want to tell me? Maybe a story behind it, or?
A story? Once upon a time, there were a pilot flying airplanes, and there were a lot of them flying. And then they came down to pick up the passengers. That's all.
That's all? All right, we can move on to the next one.
You're doing great.
Thanks, Vito.
Maybe that's a scientist thinking of something, and maybe she found an idea, so that's why she has a light bulb. Because light bulbs mean like you have an idea.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, there's an octopus. I don't know how it got there.
What do you think she's experimenting?
Maybe how to make the octopus disappear.
Maybe. What do you think the octopus is doing though?
Grabbing her stuff.
Maybe the octopus is annoying her and she wants it to disappear.
Maybe.
Ooh.
Because it's grabbing all her stuff, like a book, a magnifying glass, a pencil.
I know. Anything else you see?
A mouse. Two mouses.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of, like, experiment stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, there's another one. Oh yeah, and a bowl. So, once upon a time, a scientist was working in her lab, then she accidentally made a spell that could make a octopus appear. She didn't have any ideas to make it disappear, but then she got one. So she had a light bulb, and then so she made a potion to make the octopus disappear, and it worked. The end.
Sounds
good.
Okay.
Ooh. So a girl is pulling out like a big something, onion something. And there's lots of little ones, like one right here, right here. And there's one, there's right there. Oh, and she has a shovel. Maybe she used that to get it out. Oh, there's two snails. Three. So there's three snails. So once upon a time, there was a girl who was getting pulling a vegetable out of her garden, and it was ginormous, bigger than the other vegetables that looked like that. But there was snails eating her other vegetables, so she tried to shoo them away, and it worked. The end.
That's an amazing story. How do you think the vegetable got so big, though?
Maybe because she might have planted it, like, for a year, and then she kept on watering it, so that's probably how it got big.
Have you ever planted a vegetable before?
Maybe. But we planted flowers.
Yeah, were they pretty? Do you know what kind of flowers?
No.
No.
Okay. Oh yeah, there's like like more vegetables on the ground.
Yeah, there's so many of them.
I know.
Anything else about the picture?
There is a shovel, so she probably got it out from that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think that's all.
All right, we can move on. So go ahead and hit another buzzer for me to go to the next game.
Okay, I might have hit all of them, but we can probably try another one. I think I might have not hit that one.
Ooh, I like that one.
You're doing an awesome job.
Okay. The next thing we're going to do is some reading. So if you could just read this passage for me.
The whole thing?
Is that okay? You can read the whole thing? I'm sure you can. Word it out. Sound it out.
Tricked. Her brother go to the park by letting him play with her. Tennis ball. The two ran for blocks to the park. They slowed down to a walk when they could see the tents carried in the summer. The clouds, the clouds were away for 10. Was very clever. She had been early tense balls and lessons, bells and balls and lessons from people who her playing at the park when the counters were full tents. Ask people she knew if they needed help picking up bells. Of course, she never asked strangers. Period.
We could stop right there. Do you want to move on?
No.
You want to continue?
I want to stop, actually.
Okay.
Did you get to end the fifth
half?
Do you want to
get
to
the fifth half? Alright. Let's move on. Let's move on to the next one. So do you know what to do? Go ahead and hit a buzzer for me.
I'm going to hit this. Actually, no, this one.
I like that one.
Great job.
Alright, let's move on to pictures. So I just want you to look at the picture, tell me what he's doing, and then how you would do it. So if you can describe to
him
how to do it.
A boy's brushing his teeth, so I will brush my teeth with, so I'll put some Raya toothpaste on it, and then brush my teeth with my electric crayon toothbrush, and carefully with my loose tooth.
Oh, you have a loose tooth, huh?
So it's a boy washing his hands. So if my hands get all dirty, then I could go to the sink and start washing them with soap and water. A boy's tying his shoes. I don't know how to tie my shoes yet.
That's okay.
But I still use like Velcro shoes. Now I have like slippers on. A girl's pouring cereal into a bowl with milk. So usually my mom makes me like food.
What's your favorite cereal?
I don't really like cereal.
I don't really like cereal either.
A boy putting a sweater on. So maybe if it gets cold, or my mom tells me to put a sweater on, then I'll put a sweater on. Or at least she'll help me. A girl making cupcakes. So only one time I made cupcakes. So we just take the cupcake batter, pour it into the cupcake mix, and then put the wrapper on, and then put it in the oven, and then wait for like a couple minutes, and then you can have cupcakes, and then you can put some like
icing
on it, and you can put sprinkles too.
What's your favorite flavor of cupcakes?
Vanilla and chocolate.
Both of them, yeah, they're good.
A girl coloring. So I usually color on a blank piece of paper like this,
mm-hmm.
like that,
okay.
with markers on in the dining room table because I think that's the place we should color because the table's already really messy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we should color.
That's good. Do you have anything that you like to color mainly?
Yeah. Okay. So now it's a boy buckling his seatbelt. Only sometimes I know how to buckle myself. My sister does, but because her like seatbelt is like really easy to plug.
Yeah, no, sometimes it can be hard.
I know it is, because I try to like buckle myself, but then it just pops back up. A girl pretending to feed her teddy bear some food. So when I played with my toys, they just go to like a food place properly, and then they eat like the food. Okay, that's good. Ooh, a girl dressing up. So a girl dressing up. So I usually dress up when we do like fun videos or something.
Where do you think this person's going?
Trick-or-treating.
Trick-or-treating. What were you when you, for Halloween, do you remember?
Last Halloween I was a purple crayon.
Wow. You really like the color purple, huh?
I know.
All right, we're done with these, so go ahead and knit another buzzer, so we'll go into the last one. Thank you.
You're doing an awesome job.
And I'm gonna pick out my favorite picture, and you get to tell me about them.
Okay.
Or how about you pick out your favorite picture? Okay. I'm gonna go through them. Tell me which one you wanna talk about.
Okay. This one.
Okay.
So I like singing and making music, because when we make music, it's usually with like markers, bashing them together, or spoons, and then we have like a flute something, like a Mickey Mouse flute something, and we just like with it. Yeah, that's it.
All right, well then I guess you're all done. Thank you so much for helping me today do research. You did an awesome job.